Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Alan Jackson kept health problems a secret for years, but now he opens up about his diagnosis. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. For over a decade, country superstar Alan Jackson hid his health problems from the public. Now, he's opening up about the challenges he faces every day as a result of a rare genetic disease called Charcot-Marie Tooth Disorder. The reason he kept it a secret from his fans is that he has a neurological disease that's genetic. Alan Jackson's health problems are caused by a disease called Charcot-Marie Tooth Disorder, which he inherited from his father. There is no cure for the disease, which affects his nerves. It has made it difficult for him to go on tour, too. Alan said, "There's no cure for it, but it's been affecting me for years, and it's getting more and more obvious," he added. "It's not going to kill me. It's not deadly." Alan explained the disease is similar to Parkinson's disease and muscular dystrophy. He feels self-conscious about it because it causes him to lose his balance and have weak muscles. It makes him stumble around on stage. "I know I'm stumbling around on stage, and now I'm having a little trouble balancing even in front of a microphone. I'm just very uncomfortable. I was starting to get so self-conscious up there, so if anybody's curious why I don't walk right, that's why," Alan said. "I just wanted the fans and the public to know. I don't want them to think I'm drunk on stage because I'm having problems with mobility and balance," he added. Despite all the challenges he's faced, Alan relies on God for strength and endurance, even though this disease has affected his passion for creating songs, singing, and recording music. He still wants to connect with his fans. Even though he likely won't go on tour again, he knows he's lived an incredibly blessed life. "I've had a wonderful, beautiful life. I've been so blessed. It's just good to put it out there in the open. In some ways, it's a relief," he said. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Melissa Gilbert married her soulmate, and here's the unlikely way their love story began. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Melissa Gilbert married her soulmate, Tim Busfield, and here's the unlikely way their love story began. We know this much-loved star from her Little House on the Prairie days when she portrayed the beloved character Laura Ingalls. She stole our hearts in the 200 episodes of Being a Farmer's Daughter and looking at life through her experiences, debacles, and perspective. Can I, for one, say we need a reboot of the show or a spin-off? Back to Melissa. At the age of 57, she has found the one whom her soul loves. After two failed marriages and a ton of self-reflection, healing, and soul-searching, Melissa thanks the good Lord who happens to be the best matchmaker on the planet. Melissa Gilbert married Tim Busfield after the two connected in the most unexpected way. Do you want to know the details? Melissa happened to be at a restaurant that is typically empty most nights. However, they serve the best comfort food around, pizza. One night, Melissa went to the restaurant alone. Like every heart longing for love, Melissa had found solace in the arms of her Heavenly Father as he repaired her heart from two failed marriages. Yet on this very evening, she was in the mood for some good grub and maybe a lively atmosphere. Melissa definitely found the tasty food, but not the atmosphere. The restaurant was quiet and dead for a late evening. Instead of going elsewhere, she relished her food and enjoyed the quiet. Timothy Busfield chose the same restaurant for a chance to grab some grub because he knew the place would be dead in terms of paparazzi and fans. Does anybody else know where this story is going? Can you see how God was beginning to weave their lives together? It's almost as if God is saying, "I've repaired your hearts, I've healed your wounds, I've even taken the time to give you the life experiences and wisdom to truly understand relationships. Now, standing before you is your life partner. Take what I've given you and embrace it fully. The good, the bad, and the behind the scenes." When Timothy recalls the moment he met Melissa, he says, "My first thought was, I haven't been on a date in 6 months. and I'm just working and not dating. I really don't want to date anyone right now. So I sort of talked to myself for a moment, and then I went in, sat at the bar, and ordered a drink. Then I saw her smile, and I was gone. Less than a year later, Tim Busfield and Melissa Gilbert married. Melissa said, "I'm married to an incredibly creative man who manages to continually create jobs for me. My favorite thing in the world is to do work together." The two even have a podcast together called Gilbert and Busfield. Can you imagine living and working with your soulmate? We imagine it can't be easy, but it sure does look beautiful and inspirational on Melissa and the love of her life. She really found her real Mr. Wilder in real life. Scarcely had I passed them when I found him who my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her who conceived me. Song of Solomon 3:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.